Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session. Hello, welcome to episode one of the Career School Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce, and today we're talking about passive versus massive action. As the first episode, there were so many topics that I wanted to discuss. It was really difficult for me to decide. So I had to coach myself, like I coach my clients, into making a decision and knowing that there are no right or wrong decisions. It's only the decisions that we make right or that we make wrong. So here we are, no more delayed decision making, which is an excellent topic that we will get into later in as the season in the series goes on. So I decided back in February of this year, which is 2023 right now, that I wanted to start a podcast. And here we are in August with the first couple of episodes coming out. So it took me with 6 months. Some of that was intentional, some of it not intentional, to decide to drop the podcast. So I wanted the results. And so I had to decide how I was going to commit in order to get the results that I wanted. And so the result is starting a podcast. And so how do you do that? You got to just press record, which brings me to why I wanted to have today's topic, which was passive versus massive action. I learn through, I am always my first client. I'm always the guinea pig, if you want to say, when it comes to doing the research. And so I learn that there's two types of action, passive versus massive. And passive action, I'll just get into the definition of what those are. So massive, or let me go back to passive. Passive action is not getting you closer to the results that you want, where massive action gets you closer to the result. I'm going to check my notes here just to make sure I don't miss anything as we get into the first couple of episodes. Again, so now that we know the definition, we have to pay attention to the actions that we're taking, which is getting us closer to the result we want or not, right? So passive action is more around consuming, while massive action is more around creating. And we're going to do an episode later on consuming versus creating, because why I use those when I talk about action, when I think about them from a creating versus consumption standpoint, it's a little different. So passive action is consuming and massive action is creating. So I spent some time in massive action. I spent some time consuming. I spent some time consuming podcasts, right? Which was not giving me a result. I spent some time talking to friends who I knew had podcasts. Again, not getting me a result. I spent some time reviewing blogs. I spent time consuming, but I wasn't getting any closer to the result of actually having, you know, a podcast. Once I started doing massive action, I started seeing results, right? So that started to get me closer. And this is something that happens to my students before they're working with me. And so I wanted to lead with that example of how it shows up in my own life, but how it shows up with my students who are deciding that they want to take a new approach to their job search. They want to, you know, leave their job. They want to go for the promotion. They want to do all the things and as it relates to their careers. And so before they start working with me, they come to me and they say, hey, I've been writing my resume, I've been going on YouTube and listening to interview questions, I've been on the job boards, and none of these things are actually leading to results, right? Taking the action of constantly rewriting your resume because you want it to be perfect, does not lead to you applying to the job. Watching interview questions on YouTube does not lead to you answering interview questions. Constantly reviewing job boards and jobs doesn't lead you to applying to them. So we have to learn that, again, when we're consuming, we're not creating anything. And once when we are so stuck in doing the passive action, because to us it feels like action because we're doing something, it can lead to us being frustrated and overwhelmed when it comes to us taking massive action, because by the time we get there, we're now tired because we've been doing all these things already. Like, there's more for us to do. We've been doing all these things and they haven't yielded a result. And so that's why it's important to check your mind when you are doing actions to say, how does this lead me to a result? So now I want you to think about a goal. Think about how much massive action you've been taking towards said goal. The one thing I want you to think about when we talk about massive action is that massive action is going to lead to a failure. Now, I know none of us want to fail, but the reality is it's going to happen, right? So think about from the job searching aspect, if you send a recruiter an email, they may not respond, but you've just created massive action. If you apply to that job and you do not get a response, that's massive action. If you go onto LinkedIn and you reach out to a recruiter or someone who could potentially be a colleague and they don't respond or they don't accept your connection request, that is massive action. That they don't respond, that's a air quote, a failure, but that's okay. Because the other side of that is just looking at people's profiles and never clicking the connect button, which is not what you want to do. Right? So to my point is thinking about doing something does not lead to action. But for us to do passive action, we believe that consuming is easier than failing. But you can't think your way into a result. You can't think about applying. You can't think about connecting. You can't think about writing your resume. You can't think about any of these things that are going to get you a result. Thinking does not equal results. Actions equal results. So like I said, you're going to send emails and no one will respond. You're going to send LinkedIn invites and no one's going to accept. You're going to go on interviews and not get offers. You're going to apply for jobs online and get the automatic responses. And you're going to want to stop your job search. How many times are you willing to fail and not get the result that you want? Ask yourself, are you willing to sit in discomfort and failure? Are you willing to fail in order to get it right? See, you have to be willing to get it wrong in order to get it right. You have to be willing, you have to be open to feel the emotions that come along with a no. See, same thing as me starting this podcast, right? I had all the emotions that what if no one listens to the first episodes? What if I write out my notes and I forget? I mean, I can think about all the things that are going to happen, but until I press record, I'm not going to get a result. I'm not going to get it wrong in order to get it right if I never press the record button. So I'm never going to know what the outcome could potentially be. So here we are. So tell me in the comments, send me a LinkedIn message. If you're on Instagram, email me. What is your goal? And what is the massive action that you're willing to commit to over the next 7 days? Will you send an email every day? Will you send a LinkedIn request to a stranger every day? Are you willing to apply to 7 jobs and get no responses? Are you willing to go on 7 interviews, 17 interviews, 27 interviews and get a no? Are you willing to go to networking events alone and risk not meeting anyone? I know that used to be a big one for me. See, again, you can't think your way into results. You can't think about going to the networking event and never go. You just have to be willing to do. And this will not always feel good. But are you willing to feel uncomfortable and do something new? This is my something new. How many times are you willing to feel uncomfortable? Feeling uncomfortable is going to be your path to success. So, as we wrap up today's episode, these are your takeaways. Passive action is consuming, while massive action is creating. What are you willing to create? Because during this podcast, myself and my guests are going to be providing you with action steps. And I want you to listen to the podcast, but the podcast is still passive action. It is consuming. But in consuming, there's going to be actions, that massive actions, which is creating, that you're going to want and you're going to need to take. Okay? You're going to learn so much throughout this podcast. And I want you to be willing to take those massive action steps in order to see the results. All right. So as you listen to this episode, you still have some massive actions to take, even in episode 1. So I'm coming out hard. I'm coming out heavy. Like, we're not holding anything back here. As you have topics that you want to hear discussed on the podcast, let me know. My contact information is in the show notes below. We're going to cover so many topics here, but the thing that I want you to remember as you listen to episode 1 all the way up until 100 and everything in between is there is massive action that you need to take in order to see the success that you want in your career. All right, that is it for episode 1. And I will talk to you next week. Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode. Then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.